This is HPR episode 1799 entitled, Posting from the Command Line on Open Social Networks. It is posted by John Culp and is about 13 minutes long. The summary is, I explain how to post content from the command line on Open Social Networks Pump.io and GNU Social.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and today I'm going to talk about posting to open social networks from the command line using the API. And by open social networks, I'm going to focus in particular on two of them. One is Identica, based on the pump.io framework, and the other is GNU Social, which is the former Identica, based on StatusNet. I use both of these, although I spend most of my time on StatusNet because it just appeals to me more. I like the threaded conversations, and it seems like the conversations actually are better over there. But anyway, I know a lot of people use Identica and the Pump.io network, and I have an account there, so I'm going to talk about that one a little bit as well. You may never have realized that you can post to your accounts from the command line, but it's possible using the API. Now, why would you want to do this? Why would you not just go to your client on your phone, or for GNU Social, use Hey Buddy on the desktop, or go to the web interface or whatever? Why would you want to post from the command line? Well, one of the main reasons is to be able to script it and do automated postings. For example, I used to have, when I ran my own StatusNet instance, I had an account for my cat. And my cat would periodically post messages to the timeline. Now, clearly, the cat cannot log on to the web server or to the website and type out a post, nor can he do anything from the command line or whatever. So I had to script it for him. And the way I made this possible was to use the command line API. And I would have a script that would do something. I think he had a couple of things. He would update me on the weather by scraping a certain website for weather information. I think it was just the current temperature and conditions. And he would also occasionally do the random password of the day. And he billed himself as Security Kitty. Security Kitty's random password of the day, and it could be any number of characters. But he would generate a random password and then post a message to my timeline, or to his timeline, to which I was subscribed, and it said, this is the Security Kitty's random password of the day. And so it's just a fun thing to do. Some people like to create bots. The bot is I don't even know exactly how to describe it, but it's an automated account that does various things depending on what kind of bot it is. There are a few bots on the StatusNet network, and I wish I could remember its name, but it reads your timelines and will generate random bits of text based on everything that you've posted and then post it to you. And so you see bits of your own text all mangled together in funny ways, and you know, it's just a fun, nerdy thing to do. Also, being able to post from the command line means that you can, if you spend a lot of time in a terminal environment, then you can post to your timeline from there. And I have a couple of scripts that I use in conjunction with Blather, the speech recognition program, where all I have to do is select a bit of text, and then I will speak a command. And then whatever text is selected is copied into my clipboard and used as the text of a post to one of my timelines, or to all of them, for that matter. And so, let's just look at how you do this. So, on the GNU Social platform, or StatusNet, the basic command to post a message to your timeline, you have to use the curl command. And I've put the entire command in the show notes. And it is curl space dash s space double dash basic space double dash user, followed by the username and a colon and your username password space double. Let's see. So after the username and password, there's another space and then double hyphen data space status equals, and then in quotation marks, that's where you put your message, whatever the message might be. And that's followed by another space, and then you redirect the output to dev null by doing double dash output space slash dev slash null space. And that is followed by the URL for your StatusNet instance, HTTP colon slash slash, in the example here, then it goes instance.domain.com/api/statuses/update.xml. Okay, so it's rather a long command. It's not something that you would want to be typing out every time you did this. So clearly it's meant for scripting. And in the show notes, I am also going to include the script that I use to post a command, to post a message to my timeline. And I'm not going to read this whole thing out, but in general terms, it's a bash script. And you give it your username and password, as I do it as variables. And then I create a text file, or like a variable that will hold the message text. Then I have, since I'm launching this with a voice command, I give it a virtual keystroke that does Control plus C, and that will copy whatever text I have selected into the clipboard. And then I follow that up by doing the xclip space dash O to send it out of the clipboard and redirect it to the text file that I had set up before. Then I give it a sleep command. I must have done that because I found that it was trying to do things too fast and choking on something. So I have it sleep for 0.5 seconds. And that is followed by the entire command that I just read out to you. And where it says double dash data space status equals, instead of putting the actual text of the message in there, I have it do $ open parenthesis cat space open quote $ text close quote close parenthesis close quote. And so what that does is it says for the status message, what you're going to do is cat the text file and then stick it right there. And that's the message. And after that, there's just a bit of cleanup to remove the temporary file that held the text, and it exits. And then voila, there is a message appearing on my timeline. So that's how you do it on GNU Social or StatusNet. On Pump.io, it's a little bit more difficult to set up. You have to install the Pump.io software on your computer. You don't have to be running a server, but you do have to have the Pump.io code, which is a Node application. And I'm not going to go into the specifics of how to get it and set it up. I'm going to link to their website so that you can go and read about it if you're interested in this. But once you have all of the Node stuff and the Pump.io software installed, then you will have to get a, you have to allow command line access to your account by getting a command line access token kind of thing for authentication. And then you might have to authorize the user as well. And I've put examples of the commands to run to do that in the show notes. It's the pump-register-app, and then you give it the URL for your domain or whatever instance you're running on, and tell it which port, and then the title of the thing that's trying to request access. In this case, I use CLI for command line. And then there's another command that can authorize that username. And once you have this all done, then you can post a message to your timeline from the command line. And to do that, you do the pump-post-note command, pump-post-note with hyphens in between each word, followed by the S flag, followed by instance.domain.com. That's just a made-up domain I did. And then the dash capital P space 443 for the port number, space dash P space dash U, followed by your username, /n. I guess that represents note. And then that finally is followed by the text of your post. In this case, I just put hello world in the show notes example. And then I also put a script of mine, the script that I use to post to my own Pump.io timeline. And again, I launch it with a voice command. I select some text and post it to the timeline. Now, to get that text, normally I use my little dictation box, which is something that hooks into the Google Web Speech API. And so I can dictate a message and then put it in a text editor to do a little cleanup, because it usually gets one or two things wrong. And then once I have it the way I want it, I select the text, speak the command, and it posts it to my timeline. So that's how I post to both of those networks. Now, you can also do this to post to Twitter. I'm not going to run that down too much, but I did get a heads up from someone on my GNU social timeline today about the command line client for Twitter called TTYTTER. Twitter? I'm not sure how you would pronounce that, but anyway, it's a command line client for Twitter. And so I installed that. It's a Perl script, and it seems to work very well. There is a mode that you can call it in where it doesn't open up the client, but simply posts a message to your timeline, and that's the way I use it. So I actually have now one command. If there's something I want to post to all three of my social networks, I will select the text and speak that command, and it will post it in all three places. So anyway, it's pretty fun. If you like to do scripting and like to do fun things like that, then you should try it out. It's pretty cool to be able to do these kinds of things. I'm going to have some links in the show notes to GNU Social, to Identica, and to information about Pump.io, and also to a list of Pump.io clients. And then I also have a screencast that I made a couple of years ago demonstrating how I use a Blather voice command to post a message to my timeline. And so that's on YouTube, and I'll have a link to that as well. Anyway, that's it. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about how to post messages to your social media timelines from the command line. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.